Hello, this is Marcella Bremer. It's part 6 on organizational culture and change. I have been telling you about the Organizational Culture Assessment Instrument, briefly the OCAI. And using it, you can get a very nice idea of change, successful change, and what to do about it. When you do the assessment online, it will only take you 15 minutes and you can invite as many employees as you like. And that's different than doing in-depth interviews through an organization that will take you months to compare and analyze. So it's very quickly done, it's reliable, and it gives you very structured information. Moreover, once you've got the graphic and quantitative results of all executives and employees in a profile, you can follow the OCAI change method to involve everyone. And here's the qualitative part, because now you get to fill in the figures in a much more structured way than interviews would do. But you still get this valuable information. So you are able, when you do this and you engage people in a workshop, you can design a change program that people are willing to implement because they have contributed to it and they own it. So they become owners of the change. And that's a very important effect of engaging everyone. If you guide this skillfully, you can get hidden objections and resistance from under the table out in the open, and they can be turned around actually, and you can improve your plans and make them more realistic because you get information and insights and ideas from all different levels and parts of the organization. Also, you fill in the quantitative assessment results with qualitative information, and that is very important because here you find organizational identity and beliefs and values, and you chunk down from these big concepts of beliefs and values practically down to daily behavior, and that is what produces measurable results and organizational performance. So when you work your way down to daily behavior, it becomes very specific and tangible, and when everybody is participating, they will also feel respected and motivated to join, and that is a very important condition for successful change. And successful change is change that will stick. So when you follow this method from the quantitative 15 minutes assessment down to engaging as many people as necessary in OCAI workshops and chunking down to practical daily behavior and measures and things to do, then it will appeal to the top executive team, but also make sense to marketing, R&D, HR, sales, your call center, the shop floor, and so on. So maybe it sounds a bit extensive to you, but you really win a lot of time, effort, and money back if you spend this time at the beginning of your change process and if you take this seriously. So I really like it because it's such an engaging and involving method and a nice combination of quick and easy and quantified figures with qualitative information, tailor-made, customized results, and above all, engagement and ownership, so that you have all the conditions that you need for successful organizational change. So change is the only constant, as Heraclitus was saying, so we better make the best of it and enjoy it. Thanks for listening. This was Marcella Bremer.